fate versus free will. Nature is fate. You are the size, shape, and age that you are. You are fated to be the age that you are. Try to change it. It is usually changing fast enough. We have only so many years to live. This is fated. You have the parents and the genetic code that you have. The sun rises and sets, and the seasons change in their own good time. This too is fate, or nature if you prefer. Midlife crises comes when it does. So does puberty, and a woman's period. These are all circumstances fated to occur. You cannot stop them. Life is full of seemingly fated limitations. On a more superficial level, we tend to think that life is fated when we are having a difficult time, and that it is free will when we are on a successful or a happy roll. The secret of life is learning to understand and work within your limits. There is only so much time that we have in life or in any day. What we do with it is up to us. We have certain qualities and potentials latent within us at birth, just like the seed of a tree. How much of these potentials will we strive to develop? It's our choice. Many people do not make the effort. It is their free will to do so. It is also their fate to reap the rewards of what they of their own free will sowed. What you put out comes back. Free will implies that you can, with effort and willpower, improve your life. You cannot change the past. That is fate. You can change the present and the future if you so choose. The order of the universe is apparent in time. Everything has its own time potential and changes according to a plan. You can call it nature or life or fate. There are rules and limitations in life. Harm anything in life or nature, and there's a reaction or a price to pay. Pollution is an indication of waste and irresponsible attunement to life. Oh, noble scientists, what havoc can be unleashed through the ignorance of life and God, and what fateful consequences. That the timing of the universe and life is fated is only natural. When in history one is born, there are preconditions that will affect that person's life. Is this fate or part of a bigger plan? If the timing of life cycles and planets, etc., is thought of as the music of life, an interesting insight arises. The planet's movements are set and predetermined. These rhythms and movements can be charted down or written down and studied exactly like music. The music of life is fated. Sunrise will come when it does. If we do not tune into this natural harmony and its implications in the meaning of our life, we then get out of tune with the universe around us. This creates a great sense of isolation and discord in our lives. To be out of tune with the universe and with our own potentials is indeed a great state of disease. Continue in such an imbalance and life will be short. Such is the nature of fate. That we can measure time and begin to understand the implications of life and of our personal challenges gives us the opportunity to keep in tune. It is easier and more fulfilling to harmonize with the universe by dancing to its melodic appeal. Time is fate. We can discover through time when great changes occur. Astrology is the study of great and simple changes, and the challenges that these changes bring to the doorstep of an individual. By knowing in advance, we can be ready and improve our capacity to deal with crises and change. Most people turn to astrology to find direction in life when they feel lost or disoriented. Astrology provides a map of one's potential and one's timings. Being healthy and in tune makes a big difference. Some people do not want to bother. They impose their ignorance on their own pathetic, disease-filled situations. Others are glad to make an effort just to be part of the whole fantastic process. Nature is fate. You are what you make of it. Learning to make the most of your own limitations encourages you to overcome a negative sense of fate. As the essential motto of both Girl Guides and Boy Scouts implies, it helps to be prepared. Astrology can and does help many people to find order and meaning in their lives. If your life is in order and you are content with your circumstances, then it is possible that you do not need astrology. However, for millions of people and wise men and women throughout the ages, astrology has been a source of enrichment and an aid to personal development.